in Parshas Balak, we read, So the shluchim of Balak, when they come to Bilam, you'll see that the language they use parallels that of the Birkas Hashem to Avram, where it says, "Vavarcha mevavarchacha, makalelcha o'or, v'nivvachu b'chor kol mishpoch sodomor." Here the shluchei Balak, as they entreat Bilam to curse the Jews, it says, "Asher tverech mevarach, v'asher to'or yu'or." And that's because Bilam viewed himself not as a competitor to Moshe Rabbeinu, his contemporary, but rather as a competitor to Avram Avinu. Avram was a Nasi Elokim Atabasochenu, and he was viewed by all people as a great personality. Similarly, Bilam viewed himself like Avram, as a competitor of Avram in his own generation, as also Nasi Elokim. And he viewed Moshe only as a parochial leader of the Jewish people. And we see this also in Rashi on the Pasuk, V'yikra Elokim el Bilam v'yom elav es shivas ha-mizbechot erachti v'al pa'ava abba mizbech. So Rashi comments that the shivas ha-mizbechos, shiva mizbechos erachti, en ksiv kan, el es shivas ha-mizbechos, that these seven mizbechos, these seven altars, are a reference to the seven altars built by the Avos. Amlefan Avos Sehem shall elu bonu lefanecha shiva mizbechos, v'ani erachti k'neged kulam. Avram bona abra, v'yitzach bona echa, v'yakav bona shnayim. Va'al pava ayba mizbeach, v'avram lo hela ela ayl echa. So you see that Bilam views himself as a competitor of Avram Avinu. And on the pasuk Vayachvos es asono, Rashi comments, Sasina mekalkel es asashua, shechavis hu ba'atzmo es ha'ason, va'amar kodesh boch roshuk va'kidamcha avam shenema, va'yashkim avam baboka v'yachvos es chamoro. So you see, again, that that he got up early is parallel to Bilam's getting up early, the scum of Bilam, and here also that Bilam once again views himself as the competitor of Avram Avinu. And you see in the Pasuk, Rashi comments on the Pasuk when Bilam says, Ki mirosh tsurim ereno umigvos ashereno, ani mistakel bereshisam. I see their original roots. Vaniro osam yusodim v'chazokim ketsum ukegvos halalo adle avos v'imos. Again, going back to the avos. And based on what we said, we can also understand why in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak in Pirkei Avos, it says, kol mi sheyesh bo b'yodo shlosh advam halalo mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu, the shlosh dvam achev mitalmidov shel Bilam Harasha, ayin tov v'vuach n'rucha v'nefesh shveila mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu, ayin ro v'vuach gavor v'nefesh v'chova mitalmidov shel Bilam Harasha. Again, it's strange that in Pirkei Avos we see, you know, the parallel or the competition, so to speak, is between Avram and Bilam, talmidos shel Avram and talmidos shel Bilam. We would have thought it would be Talmidim Shel Bilam who are and competing, so to speak, with Talmidim Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. But you see from the Pirkei Avos, it's Avram Avinu's mentioned because that's how Bilam views himself always, the competitor of Avram Avinu in his contemporary scene. And my nephew, Danny Ganak, pointed out to me that the same language, Shavlim Komo, that we see, but we see that same language both by Avram and Bilam. By Avram, after Avram entreats Kodesh Baruch Hu to save Sdom, it says God answers if he'll find 10 tzaddikim, that he'll save Sdom. And it says after Avram Shavlim Komo. And similarly by Bilam, the same language, after Bilam is forced to bless Klai Yisrael, and he wasn't able to fulfill his true wish to curse the Jewish people, it says, V'yokom Bilam v'yoshav l'mkomo. And these two, yoshav l'mkomo, are parallel in this sense. Avram wanted to save a city that wasn't worthy of being saved, and Bilam wanted to curse a people that should not have been cursed. And this similarly, he points at all the places which says Vayashav them Komo, it means that they return to their original perspective. Bilam, even though he didn't succeed to curse the Jewish people, and he saw God's will was to protect the Jewish people and to bless them, nonetheless it says, Vayashav Mekomo, he returns to his evil plan of cursing the Jewish people. And there it says by Lavan also, by Yoshev Lavan Lemkomo, which in that context also means that God, he wanted to do damage and violence to Yaakov and his family, but Kodesh Baruch Hu intervened, by Yoshev Lavan Lemkomo, also means in his own position and perspective, he wanted to do damage to Yaakov, but simply the Malach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, stopped him. And similarly, by Avram Avinu, that even in the end, Sdom and Amorah didn't warrant being saved, and they were destroyed. However, Avram Avinu remained in his purity and tzidkus, and he believed in God's judgment, as he attempted previously to save Sdom.